us here downtown in person, but this conference brought together a panel of individuals that were incredibly connected to the issues of refugees because they were one. So about half of the panelists were at one point themselves refugees that came to the United States from all over the world, Eastern Europe, Africa, South America, with nothing, and built these financial networks and these diaspora networks to help others that came as refugees after them. So the theme of this panel, this conference, was celebrating refugee talents and host country leadership. So how do refugees, you know, no matter where they are, positively impact host communities, and what can these host communities do in turn to have a symbiotic relationship where everyone can help each other? And so one of the biggest aspects of this conversation that I saw was the tangible work that people were doing. Each one of the panelists were actively engaged in helping the refugees, helping their refugees in their day-to-day lives.
You mentioned that it's a worldwide event honoring refugees. How are Africa's refugees specifically being recognized?
The biggest, I guess one could say, acknowledgement of refugees in Africa at this event came from the keynote speaker, Elizabeth Campbell, and she is the Deputy Assistant of the Bureau of Population of Refugees and Migration at the U.S. Department of State. And so she spoke about the policy shift that the United States in particular is having in helping in what she referred to as these legacy refugee camps, specifically in Kenya. And so these are the more permanent multi-generational camps, excuse me, like Dadaab, like Zaatari, that brought people 20, 30 years ago from Sudan, from Somalia, across Africa to Kenya. And this policy shift specifically is looking at refugees in these camps more holistically and helping solve problems more than just the surface level hunger and lack of medicine. You know, how can refugees fully integrate into a community that their parents, even grandparents, have been a part of? You know, what opportunities can the United States and other aid agencies and other aid organizations do to actually facilitate these longstanding problems where they begin, and that's in the camps? And so what each panelist consistently pointed to, Gaius, are that the refugees have the talent, the knowledge, and the willingness to do great things in their host communities, but simply need, you know, those resources and the opportunities to succeed. And that's how these aid organizations and people like the ones on the panel can most effectively deliver that.
Now that the conference has concluded, Anthony, how does the Refugee and Forced Displacement Initiative looks to initiate changes for refugees?
So one of the things that, you know, that really consistently surprised me, like I said before, was that that the center of this conversation, something that is at the center of this conversation and the RADFI were the tangible experiences. You know, everyone had the numbers that they could point to and say, you know, here's where we are specifically helping refugees in our areas of participation. And so I'll give you a few quick examples that at least the United States is helping to contribute to that. So this year alone, the U.S. announced financing through the World Bank, World Economic Forum, an additional $10 billion directly to refugees, both in the immediate aid and long-term investment categories, in what these officials referred to as current high refugee concentration areas, you know, with the UNHCR partnership, creating a public-private labor placement program that promises to train refugees and place them in jobs that can increase their host community as well as their own financial capital. And so they actually specifically pointed to a smaller pilot program like the UNHCR one that is working in the United States that's already being implemented with Venezuelan migrants. And so that one has been estimated to help around 50,000 people. So I mean, we can certainly imagine what that's going to do in the UNHCR scale. So certainly the takeaways here at this panel, big ambitions to solve these refugee problems, but they are very much grounded in reality, positivity, and the lived experiences of refugees that have been workshopped and refined by refugees for refugees.
On this Refugee Day, VOA's Anthony Labruto, reporting from downtown Washington, D.C., thank you for your input.
Thank you very much.